Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Well, let's go.
Okay, go, go, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out.
Okay.
All aboard the night train. Night train. Night train. Night train. Night train. Night train.
Oh, baby. You're so sweet, child. Oh, mama, you knock me off my feet. Baby, you're so soft. So tender, gazing up on you, child. Lord, just make me want to surrender. Give it up, ain't no use. I can't help myself if I wanted to. I'm hung up, no doubt. I'm so in love with you, for me there's no way out. Deeper and deeper in love with you I'm falling. Sweeter and sweeter, the tender words of love keep calling. Eager and eager to feel your lips upon my face. Pleaser and easier, anytime or any place. I'm gonna love you, love you, love you. I'm gonna want you, want you, want you in every day, yeah. Get it on, get it on. Alright, no way. This time it looks like love is here to stay. As long as I shall live, I'll give you all I have and all the love I have to give. Deeper and deeper in love with you I'm falling. Sweeter and sweeter, the tender words of love keep calling. Eager and eager to feel your lips upon my face. Pleaser and easier, anytime or any place. I'm gonna love you, love you, love you.
Hello, good evening and welcome.
Hello, hello.
It's just gone 9 o'clock, 9.03 here in the Steel City. And we've made it to the studio.
We have. We being?
The Night Train here on Sheffield Live. Oh, I should have said, what's the station? The station that's not ruling the nation. We're broadcasting though, that's a start. Thanks to Andy for the last 2 hours, Weekend Breaks and Angry Kittens, Triumph and Return. She's been missed on the airwaves.
Yes.
Nice to get eased into our show, as opposed to usually when she's on Nosebleed Techno, ramping up the anxiety levels. I said on the way over, got a weird feeling in my stomach like I've left the curlers on or left the door unlocked. So I think it's the anticipation of such a good show.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah,
exactly. Is that what you call it?
This is it. This is the one that gets us an ARIA nomination.
Still 1 hour 55 minutes for us to blow it.
Yes, I've got to remember, stop touching the mic. I'm wearing spectacles tonight as well, which means I'll probably hit those on the mic. A lot of moving parts in this show. Okay, yes. What do we have?
Oh, the opener.
Yes, one of yours, right?
That was Lloyd Chalmers with Deeper and Deeper, covering Barry White. Sounds very much like Barry White. That's a good impression, I thought.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, in a funky reggae style. That one originally released 1974 on Harry J's. Just having a look online, it's mega pricey. Like, silly pricey. Thankfully, you can get a reissue at Rockashaka, did a label, or a sub-label called Reggae Funkified. It's kind of like funk and soul reggae style covers. Yeah, so you've got a nice reissue on 7, and you get a version as well. If you like versions?
Do I? I've spent way too much time this week looking at versions.
I'm Rhythm Guide.
Yes. Yeah, the trifecta, the procrastination trifecta, Bermuda Triangle of Rhythm Guide, Discogs. What was the other one? Who Sampled?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's like, I'll just have a quick clickeroo around here. Oh, dear, I've lost an hour. You know, I had things to do, time-sensitive things to do.
Yeah, you can throw second-hand songs in there as well.
Oh, I try and avoid that one if I can. Yes, if you're out there, give us a message on Blue Sky at thenighttrain.co.uk. If you've got our mobile numbers, I guess you could text us. There's a studio number, but we've run out of time to say it. So let's crack on with some tunes.
Feel the steering wheel. Feel the crashing steel. you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Yeah.
Just getting warmed up there.
Nice, enjoying that.
Yes, and then off that comes an instrumental. We've got to do some work.
I'll lose some vibes.
Yes, interrupt everybody's evening with our nonsense. This is the Night Train on Sheffield Live, playing music till 11 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll keep it brief. We'll get back to the good music soon, right?
Yes, just hold on, listeners, hold on.
You just got to plough through this bit where we chat.
Them and us. Okay, so kicked off with Grace Jones, Warm Leatherette, from her fourth studio album, the same name, released in 1980 on Island, with, amongst others, Wally Badaroo and Slime Robbie on the rhythm section. That's a cover of another band who I've deleted from my notes. But yeah, that's one that's just been playing on loop in my head for about the last month and a half.
Any reason why?
No, I think it was pre-singles night. I was like, oh, I quite like to play this.
Apparently it's a song by Daniel Miller.
Thanks, there we go, from 1978. That I do know. Yes. Covered also
a band by, called The Normal.
Okay, covered also by Duran Duran in the mid-2000s. That's what I gleaned from Wikipedia. After that, one that technically is one of your picks that I robbed because it fitted in the hole, so to speak. The Suki All-Stars with Rhythm on Rhythm. Can you remember anything about that?
I know it's on a compilation. I've got it on 45 as well.
Have you?
Yeah, I just want to play out quite a bit. It's what I first heard it on, one of the Club Africa compilations on Strut. I can't remember if it's
yes,
one or two.
Yes, Strut. I mean, I've literally posted the link to it on Blue Sky, but it's a hive of activity at the moment on Blue Sky.
Nice.
So that's always good. Going to send that one out to some of the folks listening on there. After that, we had Prince. Not had any Prince for a while. Head, I'm not sure if that is radio friendly. I mean, he doesn't say anything, you know, he doesn't say any of the words that George Carlin says in his routine, but just the general feel of it is, you know, rather a sexy song, should we say.
Yeah.
From his third album, Dirty Mind, released in also 1980. We kept it adjacent to 1980s with the next bit.
We did. And then you heard Magic Sauce with their a cover of Voodoo Ray, of course, originally by a guy called Gerald. So the original from, was that 88 or earlier?
I think it was March 89, one of the versions, because there's I saw somebody post about it.
It's definitely late 80s anyway. Yes. But yes, so Magic Sauce are, I've got it down here, Tim Ertl and Bjorn Wagner, who are also in Mighty Macambos and the Bacow Rhythm and Steel Band. And Bjorn Wagner's like kind of group leader, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is one of his side projects. They've done two albums for Favourite Recordings, which I've only listened to bits of. There's a decent cover of Genius of Love as well.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, that's new out on 12-inch on Favourite. So that one arrived yesterday in the post.
Oh, winner.
And not even the radio edit. It's the 12-inch doesn't have a radio edit. It's a full 6.5-minute cooker. There's a good B-side as well.
Now I'm going to send that one out to Tom, who said he was enjoying it, and he's also sent us a link to a Jeremy Deller Steel Pan cover.
Oh, awesome. So that's coming to a show near you soon. I was going to say as well, a little callback in that to last week's show, in that there's some nice vibraphone in there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If you're a fan of vibraphone,
I am.
Like some vibes, then you missed last week's show. You didn't miss it. You were here.
Yes.
There was a lot of Roy Ayres in our feature last week. So much so that we couldn't fit everything we wanted to play in there. But
Through the week, I was thinking of songs that we could have picked.
I know. I heard one on another show, and I was like, "Oh, this is the one that I was remembering from some sort of mixtape."
Yes.
And then I forgot what. I didn't see the name of it. Just heard it. So, oh, I need to remember what that's called. It's gone. Anyway, but yes, last week's show also featured a song by a guy called Gerald that sampled Roy Ayres.
Oh, it did, so, didn't it?
Twin callback there. After that, you heard another record that turned up on my Saturday doorstep. That was Guido, Blay and Bully with High Life. So that is on a comp I got on a sale. Africa Airways 5. Brace, brace, spooky.
Boogie.
Yeah, keeping the Airways theme, the flying theme. 1976 to 82, that one I think is from 82. Some killer 80s Ghanaian synth action.
Oh, yes.
And a disco friendly tip. Label on that is Africa 7. I also got volume 6. 6, I think, as well, on that, in the sale as well.
See, this is the problem. You buy records all the time.
Yeah, but, you know.
It's quite funny, because have you got a record player that's accessible at the moment?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good.
Just not two. Can't do any proper DJ. I can listen to them. I listened to quite a lot of records yesterday.
Oh,
right. I had a few others arrive as well. They're not in the show this week. Maybe in other future shows.
Yes, we are here most Sundays. Maybe not next week, more on that later.
Yeah, the problem is the sevens that arrive. I can't put them in the show. I've got to save them for when we do a seven show.
Oh yeah, that's coming up in a few weeks as well. Right, so last week, last Saturday, we went to Gladiwax. See?
10 here? To 1 sound?
10 to 1's birthday party with Gladiwax.
They were the headliners in the sound.
Yes, so this next set is inspired by them. So if you like slow, easy rock and reggae, this is the right place.
Sweet.
Every day. If you work on land, you can't run on sea.
If you plant corn, you can't reap beans.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Happy Kind of fridge that? Well, don't be unhappy, for here comes the original copy of the sounds called the Sidewalk Doctor. Step it, sir.
Who tell me that you're frozen like whiskey thrown in a bourbon bottle? Otherwise, you're just crystals of bamboo wackle, you know. We can't steal no vacation. All we got to do is really pause the station identification exclusively. Cause right now you can feel my vibration. It's really designed for the young and old generation. Use the sound that was created from creation. As you can hear the original soundtrack from the record rock called the Sidewalk Doctor on the scene. Hey! Baby, baby, wait a minute. Jello bean, the seed of the
I'm a rapper, payback, and rap around anything as I would tell you. A James Bond of soul, I'm allergic to trail. So you can play about this musical disc if you will or will. Never blew before. Spread out, Jack, spread out. Musical sounds of San Diego de la Vega. Sweet town. So you got to gather around, there'll be no clown, as I would tell you.
Thank you. is Franklin Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
So, listeners, I hope you liked reggae, and I hope you liked one song in particular.
Three Times.
Yes.
To be fair, I could have happily listened to some more versions.
Yes, we worked out there's about another three at least, maybe four.
Yeah, there's one that I was really looking forward to that just couldn't find. But, anyway, should we go from the top?
Yes, let's do that.
So, we started with the Clarendonians with Shooby Dooby. On Studio One, as a lot of these were, so I'll go through them in order. That was from 67, the duo of Ernest Wilson and Peter Austin, also recorded with Leslie Kong at Federal and Duke Reed's Treasure Isle Studio. They also sort of seem to have given Freddie McGregor his first start with Cox and Dodd, although apparently he introduced him at the age of seven. So I don't know if he started singing then. It's possible.
That would be the youngest, I think, we've had somebody.
Yeah, so he was never part of the Clarendonians. Apparently, some people, it does seem to be listed on Discogs that he was, but apparently not.
After that, we went, another Treasure Isle record, an offshoot, Sure Shot, released in 68. Justin Hines and the Dominoes, Once a Man, Twice a Child. Send that one out to LT over in NI. That was one of my two Shazams, I think, from Saturday night.
Yeah, so that first one was one of my two.
Did we hear that?
Yeah. It's quite near the end, I think.
It's tricky because you want to Shazam them all, but then you also don't because you're like, I should just let these be. So then what happens is for the first 2 minutes, I'm like, I'll just let it be.
Yeah,
and then I'm like,
No, I need to know it.
Yeah, need to know.
But it's too late. It's fading. Yeah. Just as you get the phone out. Yeah, no, that one, the first one there, that wore early scar sounded well good.
Yeah, so it was, we're at Gladywax, so it's kind of quite an old school looking sound.
Like, oh, yeah.
Looks kind of, it's not super bassy, like pin you back to the wall.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it was capable of that, but I guess a lot of the songs they're playing aren't modern built for that, are they?
That's true, yeah.
You know, you're talking about playing songs like from the 1960s.
Recorded on two mics on bulky equipment.
Yeah, I mean, they still sound great.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, it's like you say, it's not going to pin you against the wall on the bass. I mean, I kind of had the plugs in for a bit, but I didn't need them all night.
Well, when we were leaving, because I had one in, and then the ear next to you, I kept out. And then when we left, took one of them out, and I was like, yeah, it turns out I probably did need them in. It's like one side of my head was humming. After that, we had Harry J. All-Stars with Soul Special. One you kind of mentioned to me, you were talking about that compilation that's got the Cuss Cuss.
Oh, yes.
Version. And